You know, sometimes I don't know why I continue to be so, but sometimes I still find myself amazed what comes out of other people's mouths. Especially, you know, when it comes from a place of ignorance and or hatred. And it seems to be more and more of that lately. I was thinking about a time where I was, you know, in the gas station, pumping gas, went in, you know, to, you know, I don't know, I must have went in, got a soda or something like that, and somebody was angry at the cashier who, you know, and the one, you know, this woman screamed at the cashier, "You Puerto Ricans need to go back to your own country," which I find very interesting, being that, you know, Puerto Rico is part of this country. But, you know, it's comments like this all the time. And last week, New York Times editor Michael Lowell, who is, American citizen, born, raised here, but of, Asian ancestry, was in Manhattan. He and his family had just gone to church. They were running out to go get brunch, and some woman was trying to get past the family, and she went past, as she finally got past and got up ahead, and, kind of paraphrasing this a little bit because this is a church, but basically told them to go, that they should go back to China. And of course, Michael Lowell, wrote an open letter to this woman, and has been this interesting little short film where different Asian Americans talk about various, ignorant things that have been said to them. And, we're all living on hashtags now, and so a new hashtag has been developed, "This is 2016, which, seems like here we are at this time in our history, and we keep on seeing the need to create new hashtags to leave other people know that, there are more, that we're all here together. That we need to stand up for one another and not let this hatred flow. And of course, right now, and we're in the midst of this election where it's just been real difficult because it is just one horrible thing said by one side or another time and time again. And people seem to latch on to the ignorant and the hateful things that are being said and taking things as facts. And to me, this tells me that it's more important than ever for us who follow Christ to show our faithfulness by becoming a voice for those who are being oppressed. And sometimes that being a voice is sometimes when hearing somebody say something in conversation, to speak up, to stand behind other people, to sometimes voice our own needs, as we see in today's parable. Now, Jesus is telling us about this judge who has no fear of God, no respect for his neighbor. Back then, being a judge was a very lucrative job. if you got that position of being a judge, you could make a lot of money. There, as you can imagine, a lot of decisions, if you were of a crooked nature, might be made because somebody has given you the right amount of money. And as we hear in today's, because you have a poor widow who probably has nothing whatsoever to offer the judge, he keeps ignoring her plea. She is trying to get him to listen to her case. She wants her day in court, but he keeps on ignoring her. And of course, being the most powerful man in the area, he basically does what he wants. But we keep on hearing how she keeps on coming to him day after day after day. And he finally breaks down, as he says, as we hear in a reading, no respect for God, not afraid of God, no respect for my neighbor, but this woman is just bugging me. You know, she is constantly calling out for justice until he finally listens to her. He's probably ignoring her to begin with, hoping that she will go away like so many other people do, and as we see time and time again, because people, we can get ourselves convinced that if we don't get hurt a few times, nobody's ever going to listen to us. So we might as well just shut up and leave things go because things never change. And that's not true, because things do change. But it comes from a willingness for us to live faithfully, as Jesus is calling us to be willing to be the voice for the voiceless, to stand up for those who are in need, to never leave our prayer stop. We are all children of God. And we have to remind ourselves of that, as well as to remind our neighbors that whether they agree with us, whether we agree with them, no matter what they look like, no matter where they're from, they are children of God. And that we can never stand in the corner, we can never sit this one out. That we need to continuously be a voice for justice, to be faithful. Paul says that faith, hope, and love abide, and the most important of these is love. To me, the close second, I don't know, if it's probably a tied second on whether hope or faith. But the important thing about hope is that we can never give up on hope. But at the same time, we have to be there to offer it to other people. To be active in our faith. To be true disciples of the Word. As I said, we have, Lord, what is it, 3 more weeks of this election? I know, this election never seems to end. And I'm sure that how things have been going, it's only going to get worse. I'm sure the accusations, the name-calling, the false allegations, maybe even the true allegations, are going to be coming at us faster and harder. And I don't think it's going to stop with the election. No matter who wins, I have a feeling that we seem to be like on a, you know, it seems to be like a horse that has the bit in its mouth. You know, there's just doesn't seem to be able to stop it. That's why we have to be as tireless as the widow. To be persistent and persevere. To remember that throughout the centuries, God never gave up on us. And we, following suit, cannot give up on our neighbors. To take it out of the realm of hashtags and to make it real. So, my brothers and sisters, I encourage you to pray without ceasing. To speak up when necessary. To offer your strength to others. And to let others know that in spite of what it may look like in the world around us, love never fails. It might get dimmed once in a while and in the shadows. But love is always there. We need to not give up.